Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, Venezuela. Through darkness visible, we have no clarity of what the Maduro regime is intending. We do have some facts to state. One is that Twitter, for some reason, is a threat to the regime. And it's been banned or closed down for X number of days. It's all very unclear why. Why Twitter? There's Telegram. There's TikTok itself, but Twitter. And then at the same time, we have reports of asylum being offered to Maduro. This is a strange story. Panama is offering asylum to Maduro should he flee his own country. He looks like the strong man who has survived a corrupt election, despite the challenge of international powers. That would be Europe, that would be the United States, that would be the OAS, that would be all transnational organizations I'm familiar with. However, he's in place in Venezuela, and there are reports that there are arrest warrants out for the two leaders of the opposition that who won the election, according to the account that I've read several times about how they didn't trust the regime, so they took their own polling at the polling places and won nearly 70% of the vote to 30% or so for Maduro. However, that was then. This is now. The arrest warrants are said to be in place as of a few days ago, and Maria Corina Machado has already thanked Costa Rica for the offer of refuge, but she's not taken it up, we believe. Edmundo Gonzalez, the winner of the election, is also said to be under threat of arrest. The last time I had a number from Reuters, it was 2,000 people arrested. There was also reporting last week of using facial technology from the Chinese, we can guess, and AI searches on social media at night, we can guess, provided by the Chinese, with arrest in the middle of the night. So I mention all this because it's very anecdotal. We have no clarity. Joseph, I begin with you because your measure of Venezuela, you're in Buenos Aires right now, which is certainly a bright spot in all of the Americas. Is Venezuela considered on the path to becoming Cuba, the enemy of freedom, but tolerated by the freedom's enemies?
Well, you know, Venezuela's certainly been on that path for a long time. You know, there's been over the last few years, particularly during the Biden administration, this effort to re-legitimize the Maduro regime, reintegrate them into the diplomatic community of Latin America, and essentially reactivate their economy by easing sanctions and doing other kind of carrots to the regime. None of that's worked. All that has done is embolden the regime to be more autocratic than ever. And that's really what leads to the fraudulent election. I mean, probably the biggest electoral fraud in the history of Latin America is what we witnessed on July 28th. So despite all the carrots and all the business sweeteners and all the other kind of promises that the Biden-Harris administration has done to the Maduro regime, they just acted even more aggressive and more egregious. But to the point of what you're talking about with the repression, yeah, the repression is brutal in Venezuela. It's pretty well known all throughout South America. The repression includes Nazi-style tactics of marking people's houses so that the police know where they can go, creating an app so that neighbors can blow the whistle on other neighbors that they say are collaborating or even not even collaborating, just vocally criticizing the regime or talking to the opposition. It's a brutal repression that's going on. And, you know, the whole thing about arrest orders, John, is that, you know, that's really a formality. It's more for the media than anything else because of the over 2,000 Venezuelans that have been arrested in the last few weeks, most of them didn't have arrest orders. There were no arrest orders. They just barged into someone's house, said that you were on social media talking against Maduro, and so therefore they arrested you. So, you know, with Maria Corina and Mundo Gonzalez, like, whether they have arrest orders, don't have arrest orders, if the regime wants to grab them, they're going to grab them. I think the biggest protection that they have is the fact that they're so popular, and the regime is trying to think of a way that they're going to try to legitimize this electoral fraud. So that's the only reason I think they haven't done anything as of yet. But that calculation, that equation could change if they think that they need to be more aggressive. So what's happening in Venezuela is very, very dark. And I think the Venezuelans are, you know, brave, and they have been brave for decades. This is not the first time they've stood up to the regime. They've done it many, many years in the past. The big difference this time is that they actually finally have a leader that's legitimately with them. In the past, they had some fake opposition people, but now they have a real leader. But it's going to be tough because without any external support, I mean, you're not just facing Maduro, you're facing Russia, China, Iran, you're facing all the regional autocrats, you're facing the narco-terrorist enterprise. You're basically a David Goliath fight here. So, and I've said this in many interviews in the past, I said, you know, for Maria Corina, she's the kind of the David facing this Goliath, but she's entering into this phase of resistance, and she has to resist the persecution. She has to resist the defamation. She has to resist all the other pressures that come, but probably doesn't have to outlast Maduro. Honestly, pretty just has to outlast the Biden-Harris administration, because the State Department has not been Maria Corina's best friend throughout this whole process. They didn't prefer her. As a matter of fact, they always preferred other members of the opposition. But the fact that she galvanized the Venezuelan people, won the primary by 90%+, and became the de facto leader of Venezuela, they have to work with her. But she always has to be a little bit cautious because they may try to sell her out.
Ernesto, I read from a report that Reuters is putting up. Yahoo is putting up. The government's policy sank the economy. Venezuela's economy is now 75% smaller than at its peak in 2012. A quarter of the population, 8 million people, have fled the country, marking the largest peacetime refugee crisis in history. Those facts alone tell me this is a threat to the whole of the continent and Central America, and also tell me that AMLO from Mexico, Petro from Colombia, and Lula da Silva from Brazil in some fashion are not threatened by these facts. Can you make sense of that for our audience, please? Why Mexico's economy, Colombia's economy, Brazil's economy, at risk all the time under the best of circumstances, are not reacting to Venezuela damaging the whole of the continent?
That's right, John. That's because Venezuela now is part of a 30-year-old process which was started by Lula da Silva and Fidel Castro in the early 90s, which we have been talking about, which was given the name of the São Paulo Forum, which is not a forum for academic discussion. It's a project of power that intended to replace in Latin America the communist bloc that the communists had just lost in Eastern Europe. So that was the basic idea, the avowed idea of Lula, Fidel Castro, and later Chavez and the other allies. And they did that starting from a very small power base, which was basically Cuba and parties out of power in the other countries. They came a long way. How? Getting allied to the narco-terrorist groups across the region, to organized crime as a whole, infiltrating a corrupt political system in the countries, like in Brazil, was obviously done with all the corruption scandals. So it's a very powerful mix of organized crime, socialist policies, corruption, terrorism, and especially after the year 2000, with the support of Putin's Russia and increasingly also China and Iran. So the totalitarian bloc has been in shape since then. So Lula, AMLO, and Petro are, in the case of Lula, he's the father and now also the child of this project. Petro and AMLO are children of this project, which explains how they are reacting. They want to use the prestige that they still have in the democratic world, because the democratic West still sees Lula as a champion of the environment or of the poor, which is a lie. But so they give him, let's say, the prestige of being some sort of mediator in a crisis like that, and something similar to Petro and AMLO. So people in the Democratic West ignore everything that's behind that power project. So every time one of them is in trouble, the others come to their help. So that's what's happening at Maduro. So it's from Venezuela that a good part of the region was kind of reconquered after they were, let's say, reduced in power in the mid-2000s. So that's the whole story, you know, at least a bigger story than just, okay, three progressive democratic countries trying to be mediators. No, they are part of a criminal socialist project that wants to dominate the whole of South America. Now they are about to lose one of their most important platforms, which is Venezuela, and they are trying to use their international connections to save Maduro. That's basically it.
I'm speaking to Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Skill Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.